Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we're so happy to see you.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is Talk About It.
And our title is, Can I Help You? Can I Help You? Peter, what do you think today will be about?
Helping people?
Yes, but remember, this is our Talk About It lesson. There will be a story, and in this story, there will be a problem.
But how could there be a problem? We should always help people.
Always?
Always.
But what if that person doesn't want you to help them? What if helping them actually hurts them more than helps them?
But there has to be an answer to this.
And what if you don't really want to help that person?
Don't want to help?
Yeah, or you just don't have the time.
Oh, I see. Or you just don't have the time? This is a more difficult answer than I thought.
Yes, it is. And we'll talk about these questions during our lesson today. But first, let's go to Christina. She'll show us our keywords for today.
Hello, 我们来看一个故事。 主角以第一人称的方式来讲这个故事。 他说, Peterson太太是我的邻居。 Mrs. Peterson is my neighbor. 名词 neighbor就是邻居。 我下班的时候如果看到Peterson太太在扫地, 就会跟她打招呼。 I see her sweeping. 打扫或扫地的动词就是sweep。 Peterson太太看到有人打招呼就会开始跟我聊天。我知道她一个人住很孤单,但是她一开口就停不下来,真的是让人很头痛。She must be lonely. 形容词孤单寂寞的就是lonely。 上个星期Peterson太太去市场买了很多东西回来。市场就是market. Last week she went to the market. 她从市场回来就找我,要我帮她把东西搬到楼上去。 基于礼貌我就帮了他的忙。I wanted to be polite. 形容词polite就是有礼貌的。可是他东西实在太多了,结果我那天上班就迟到了。今天Peterson太太居然要我帮他打扫公寓,我不想失礼,但是这个星期我真的很忙。I don't want to be impolite. 形容词impolite就是不礼貌的。请问一下,你觉得我该怎么办呢?
Mrs. Peterson is my neighbor. She is an older lady, and she lives by herself. Sometimes, when I come home, I see her sweeping. When I see her, I say hello. Then she always starts talking to me. I know she feels lonely, and I feel sorry for her. But she likes to talk for a long time.
We learn about a woman and she has a neighbor. What is a neighbor?
Well, a neighbor is someone who lives near us. Maybe our next door neighbor or someone that lives across the street.
Yes, thank you. And who is the neighbor we learn about in this lesson?
Her name is Mrs. Peterson. She is an older lady. She lives by herself.
Why should that make a difference that she is an older lady and that she lives by herself?
Well, it sounds like she might need some help, but no one lives with her to help her. And she is older, so she can't do as many things as you or I could.
Aw, I feel sorry for her.
You shouldn't feel sorry.
What? That's terrible.
No, Marie, you use today's
calendar phrase.
I feel sorry for her.
I feel sorry for her.
我为她感到难过。
My sister lost her job.
I feel sorry for her.
She has no money.
I feel sorry for her.
She has 7 cats and no place to live.
I feel sorry for her.
So, she's moving in with me.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for her.
I feel sorry for her.
我为她感到难过。
Sometimes this woman sees Mrs. Peterson sweeping when she comes home. Sweep. We all sweep, right?
Yes, we sweep the floor to make it clean. We might sweep our stairs, too.
That's right. Now, when she says hello to her, she always starts talking to her. She must feel lonely, Peter.
Well, it's a good thing that she talks to her.
Yes, but sometimes she likes to talk for a long time.
Oh, well, that might be a problem. She does work all day, and she's very tired. She might just want to go home and be by herself.
Yeah, but I also think she wants to be friendly towards her and maybe feel like she has a friend to talk to.
Yeah, that is very helpful. We should talk to our neighbors. Well, let's find out more about this story. Here's part 2.
She always asks for help, too. Last week, she went to the market. She bought a lot of things and took a taxi home. Then she knocked on my door. She wanted me to carry her bags up to her apartment. I wanted to be polite. So I carried the bags up the stairs. It took a long time, and I was late for work.
We are learning about this woman and her neighbor. We all have neighbors, and we should help them.
Yes, that's the easy part of the answer. But sometimes it's not always easy to do that.
Well, we learned that Mrs. Peterson asks her for help. Last week, she went to the market. She bought a lot of things and took a taxi home.
We often take a taxi home or take the bus home. And now it's time for Christina to share a little bit more about this.
这位老太太到市场去买了一大堆东西，然后搭计程车回家。She bought a lot of things and took a taxi home. 请看句尾的 took a taxi home, 搭计程车回家。一般来说，如果是搭计程车去上班，就是 take a taxi to the office. 搭车去上学是 take a taxi to school. 所以搭车到哪里都需要用介系词 to。但今天的took a taxi home, 却没有用 to, 实在是因为 home 除了可以当名词之外，它本身也是一个副词，所以就不需要介系词了。以下是 home 做副词的例句。We stayed home last night. 我们昨晚待在家里。I can drive you home today. 我今天可以载你回家。Is she home? 她在家吗？这些句子里的 home 都是副词，都不必加介系词 to。
Thanks, Christina. Well, I think that this woman is very polite with her neighbor, Mrs. Peterson.
I think so, too. When she knocked on the door, she wanted her to carry her bags up to her apartment.
And that's what she did. She carried the bags up the stairs. That's very helpful. And Rebecca is also very helpful. Here she is.
Hey friends, it's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point, and everyone says, yay! Okay, if you want to say that you carried something, you can use this grammar point. For example, I carried the book to the shelf. Or, I carried the food on a plate. You can do this, friends. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, so far, this woman wants to be polite and helpful.
It is very polite that she carried the bags up the stairs. But I feel like our friend can't always be there for her neighbor to help.
Yes, she cares for her, but maybe she is asking too much. She can't always help, right?
That's right. This is a neighbor. They're not family, and she's not getting paid to always be there and take care of her. This neighbor seems like she has many, many difficulties. This person can't always help.
Yeah, what should she do? Maybe you guys can think about it during our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Helping others is great. And helping the elderly is really good, too, because they can't really do all the things that we can, right?
That's right. And many elderly live around us. The word elderly just means older people. So maybe your grandparents or neighbors that are a little bit older and can't always carry things or clean things.
That's right. All right. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Here's part three.
Today, Mrs. Peterson wants more help. She wants me to help her clean her apartment. She says her back hurts, so she can't lift heavy things. I don't want to be impolite, but I am too busy this week, and I don't think I should always have to help her. What should I do?
Our friend has been very helpful so far. She talks with her after work. She helps her carry her bags up the stairs.
And today, Mrs. Peterson wants more help. She wants her to clean her apartment.
Okay. Well, we all need a little help, right? She says her back hurts, so she can't lift heavy things.
Poor Mrs. Peterson.
But I think our friend is busy. She can't always be there for her neighbor. She has a life, too.
But she doesn't want to be impolite. But...
Oh, sorry, Peter. I don't want to be impolite, but Christina has something to say. So, let's visit her right now.
老太太居然要求我帮她打扫家里。我很为难，虽然我不想要失礼，可是我这个星期真的很忙。I don't want to be impolite, but I am too busy this week. 我们来学习这种表达方式。当你想要拒绝对方或者是表达不同的意见时，就可以用这个说法。I don't want to be impolite, but 怎么样？这是表达拒绝或者是反对的时候比较委婉一点的说法。我们再来看几个例子。I don't want to be impolite, but I already have too much to do. 我不想失礼，不过我的工作已经很多了。I don't want to be impolite, but it doesn't sound like a good idea to me. 我不想失礼，不过对我来说它并不是一个很好的主意。
Thanks, Christina. So let's get back to our story. Today, Mrs. Peterson wants more help.
Yes, she wants her to help her clean her apartment, but she is too busy this week.
Yeah, well, just find another time. That's easy.
True, but there is even a bigger problem. Our friend doesn't think she should always have to help her.
Oh, that is a problem. She is just a neighbor, not family.
But shouldn't we help our neighbors?
Yes, but this is just too much. Is this woman asking too much from one person?
That is difficult to answer. What do you think, friends? What would you do?
That is a big question, so make sure to use your English and talk about this at home with a friend. But right now, we need to review. Let's look at those key words from today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Neighbor. Neighbor. My neighbor lives next to my house.
Sweep. Sweep. Please sweep the floor before you go.
Lonely. Lonely. When you are away, I feel lonely.
Market. Market. I can buy food at the market.
Polite. Polite. People that say please are polite.
Impolite. Impolite. It is impolite to push people. Okay, those are the key words. Keep on practicing at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Mrs. Peterson is my neighbor. She is an older lady, and she lives by herself. Sometimes, when I come home, I see her sweeping. When I see her, I say hello. Then she always starts talking to me. I know she feels lonely, and I feel sorry for her. But she liked to talk for a long time. She always asks for help, too. Last week, she went to the market. She bought a lot of things and took a taxi home. Then she knocked on my door. She wanted me to carry her bags up to her apartment. I wanted to be polite, so I carried the bags up the stairs. It took a long time, and I was late for work. Today, Mrs. Peterson wants more help. She wants me to help her clean her apartment. She says her back hurts, so she can't lift heavy things. I don't want to be impolite, but I am too busy this week, and I don't think I should always have to help her. What should I do?
Hello, Ginger.
Hello, Lonely James.
What did you call me?
Lonely James, because you are a lonely guy.
Why do you think I'm lonely?
Because every time you see me, you talk to me.
That's because...
And you've talked for a long time.
That's because...
And you always ask me to help you.
That's because...
You want me to move things and you want me to clean things.
Ginger, that's because...
Because you are lonely.
No, it's because you are lonely and I want to be polite.
What? I'm not lonely. It's always you that wants to talk to me.
No, you always want to talk to me.
You're the lonely one.
You're the lonely one.
No, you!
You?
and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, let's play the ukulele. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Come on, join in. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, come on, let's play the ukulele.
Well, this was an interesting topic today. What should this neighbor do?
You know, I have an idea. I think this neighbor should give her a schedule. Like maybe she can tell her the days she'll come over, maybe once or twice a week.
That's a good idea. Or maybe this person can find other neighbors and they can share helping this one elderly woman. You don't have to be alone to help people. We can do it together.
Yes, that is a very good idea. Okay, friends, that's all for today. We hope you had fun, and we'll see you next time right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.